Les rêves, les amours sont comme le bon vin. Ils donnent de la joie ou bien du chagrin. Affaibli par la faim, je suis malheureux.
Hi, my name is Wang Fei.
And I'm Chang Chang.
We're your History Noodles host.
What are you drinking there, Chang Chang?
Opium.
Oh, so you're a drug addict now.
You're funny. Ha ha. Have you heard about China?
Okay, but I remember asking.
Anyways, we are talking about the Opium Wars. It took place around 1839 through 1860.
I heard about that. Do you know who was all involved?
China and Britain, because of trade.
If it wasn't for the Chinese addiction to opium, Britain would have never snuck it in legally.
But because of that, Britain gained Hong Kong and China was weak. Show downfall, because China couldn't put down the drugs.
Yeah, neither could you.
Shush!
Just put it down already.
I don't want to.
Just do it.
No, you can't make me.
Go to break.
And we're back. How about we get more in depth?
Okay. Opium was an addictive drug back in the 1800s that Britain brought into China.
Yeah, they were trading opium with the Chinese.
Yeah, everyone became addicted, but the government didn't like it, so they banned opium from China.
But it still didn't stop. Britain was making bank, so they decided to sneak it in.
That's what caused the Opium War. China was sure they were going to win, because they thought they were the most powerful.
But they thought wrong. China lost to Britain, and because of that, Britain gained Hong Kong.
And then in 1997, Britain gave back Hong Kong and tried to make it communist.
But they wanted to be self-governed because they thought communism was stupid and still is.
Yeah, but China became communist after the downfall of the Qing Dynasty. That's the only reason they want to be all communist. But yeah, China thought they were the best overall because they were in the center of the world, which made no sense.
Yeah, you're right. Opium shouldn't have been involved in the first place. That's what happens when you do drugs, kids.
Don't end up like China, and remember where you stand in life.
That's all we have today, guys.
Next episode, we'll be talking about Chang Chang's addiction.
It's not that bad.
Yeah, it is.
Before we leave, let's shout out to our sponsor, Mikey.
Having their start this year with the other company, Over Armour.
Go out and find their great design at Walmart, Academy, and Foot Locker.
She lists those separately.